Okay.
Oh, man.
So what'd you think of Tuesday's show?
I don't know. What'd you think?
I think Baby Mama's very interesting.
I do, too, and I think you need to be a little more prepared.
What?
A little more prepared.
I don't know. Maybe not.
No, you got to have a couple topics, at least something, like some ideas of what you want to run over.
Yeah, but maybe Tuesday should be more of a open form flow show, especially with Baby Mama. He could bring up anything at any time.
I know. Well, the idea is that basically it was just a show to do with him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Whoever comes, you know, type thing. I'd invite people over and discuss with him, you know, like I do with you.
Right. I think that's a good idea. He's an interesting person.
Yep. He is. He's definitely a character that should have been, like, if given the right opportunity, would be very famous.
Right. In the right circumstance.
I think part of his issue is he's too shy. And a little bit too defensive.
I wouldn't say shy.
No, he's shy around, like, you.
Oh, okay.
When you put him in people,
you know better.
And it's more, it's not shy, it's timid in a sense that.
Just withdrawn more.
Yeah, because he's used to living in the South. I'm assuming growing up black in the South is completely different than growing black here.
Yes.
Or to a white, because I don't know what it's like to grow black here. Grow up black here. I know what it's like to grow up white here. But
right.
Well, not even here. I know it's like grow up way up north.
Yeah.
Your father telling you can't watch Family Matters because it's not a good representation of a fucking black family.
Well, let me think.
Was it not? Like, wasn't he like a cop in like a middle class family?
Yeah, but it wasn't a good representation.
It wasn't really.
No. I don't know any black people that live like that.
Like white people? Because that's what it looked like. It just looked like they took a white sitcom.
Exactly.
And they put a black family.
I could be wrong, but if we checked, white people probably wrote that. They may have one black writer on the staff.
You mostly have a phone and you have Google.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just saying. I don't feel like looking it up now.
All right. Well, but, I'm just stating facts that you have a phone and Google, so if you really wanted to
know. Oh, I know. I already know. They might have one black person on staff.
We are talking the 90s in Hollywood, right?
90s?
Yeah, that's when that came out. Family Matters was mid-90s.
I watched that show maybe 5 times.
Oh, I never watched it. I wasn't allowed to. Again, I wasn't allowed to.
Right, I think I watched it 5 times. It was so silly. See that Urkel character?
Yeah, and I get what he was supposed to
do. It was hard to find a character like that in the black community.
A nerdy... Oh, I'm sure you could if you went into Richard.
Like I said, it's hard. It's impossible.
No, I know, but I think it wouldn't have been in black community. I think it would have been the family that's living in a white community.
That's black.
Yes. And if they had portrayed it like that, then it might have been a little different. But this is, hey, this is how black communities live. And it's like, no, I don't know.
Television back then was cause even more white, contrived.
Even white people didn't live like fucking Family Matters.
Right.
That shit didn't happen. There's no fucking neighbor that came to my house whenever the fuck he wanted.
Walk in anytime he wanted to. And
none of that shit happened. Did whatever in my the fuck life. He wanted. You know, parents didn't give a shit, you know?
No, it.
Like, none of them really made sense.
No, none of them did. And the worst ones were the ones like, Facts of Life.
Yeah.
Webster. See, remember Webster?
Wasn't he like a... He was a little black kid that had adopted by a rich white family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, a white couple. It wasn't a family. It was a guy and a girl.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't even a white family. It was just a white dude with his kid with kids.
No.
Wasn't it? I thought.
Oh, that's the Facts of Life. No, is that the Facts of Life?
No, Facts of Life was a.
That's the one. That's the one that. What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. That was a white guy that took in. Two black kids. I think it's somebody he knew died, so he took the kids in. Now, Webster was a little black kid taken in by a couple. Alex Karras played, who was a football player. I think he played for Detroit, in fact. He was one of the stars of that show.
Oh, no, I don't remember that at all.
Mm. Webster? The little motherfucker.
I know who you're talking
about. Oh, okay.
I thought he was going to talk about Willis.
No.
What was that? It was a midget guy, wasn't it?
Huh?
It was a midget guy.
Both of them were.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How'd I... Oh, so... Never mind. Okay.
But no, back then, they were trying to, for some reason, give the impression that white people always helped black people.
Well, you know why they did it.
Well, of course.
It's to put a false narrative out.
Exactly. And, but see, that was during the time when you had to have somebody black on your show. That was like civil rights was at its peak. They were starting to let, you know, black exploitation films were just ebbing down a little bit.
What was black exploitation?
You know, like Superfly, those kind of films.
I thought those were done by black people. I like those ones where actually the black community actually came together. Like Superfly and Diamond, the guy
that... The people that... Hey, babe. How you doing? The people that that owned it and executive producers, they were all white people.
Well, no shit.
Jews.
Everyone that fucking owns they anything were Jews. In this country is white.
Yeah, they were Jews.
That's
so.
Another thing. It's like, but even then, they're not normal white people.
But you got to give the Jews a little bit of play because they didn't have to do what they did as far as bringing black actors in.
Baby Mama says he sees Jews as white people.
Well, until I was educated, most black people do see them as white people. Because they're white people.
I didn't understand, like, that movie with Robin Williams. It is Robin Williams. Where it's a Jewish kid in a Christian school, and he gets tortured.
I know something.
Robin Williams was the teacher.
Okay.
That helped him. I don't remember the name of it. Anyways, that blew my mind.
Because until we got educated religiously as what... when I was coming up... My parents never told me about Jewish people or Greek people or this or that. They were just people. I never heard my dad say anything derogatory about any other race or religious people. My parents never discussed that. At least I never heard that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when I moved from the east side over here, where it was a complete Jewish community, that's when I found out what a Jew was. I thought... Jewish people, just another white person, like an Italian or an Irish, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then I found out it was religion, and they had holidays, and the 6 million died, and all that. I found out all that. Then I realized I would meet white guys that would, like, say real derogatory things about Jewish people. I'd just sit there like, wow. In fact, this is a guy that I had known for years. We were good friends. We hung out all the time. We started getting high together, you know. And one day I went over his house, man, and he got on the computer, and he was just bashing Jewish people, and he was anti-Jew, and the Jews are responsible for all our problems in the world. I'm looking like, wow.
Zeitgeist shit.
Wait a minute. What does he say when I'm not around about black people? If he talks like that about Jews... What does he say when I'm not around about black or anybody?
Well,
Indians,
it depends. I mean, some of these white people, like some of these people who are like that, are literally just Christians. And when it comes to Christianity, that's why. You know what I'm saying? If you're Muslim, it's different. But if you're Christian, you're the same as me and them. You know what I'm saying? Like there's a group of Christians that are very much, I would say, of the evangelistic, I'd say about 20. In my mind, this is probably not true, but 25%, I would guess, are, in a sense, don't have, like, if you're a Christian, that's all that
you're matters. A Christian.
Yeah, if you gave yourself to Jesus.
You gave yourself to Jesus.
It doesn't matter what color you are.
Well, see, I met white people like that, too. I met white people
But when
like
it comes
that
to the religions, that's where everything gets haywire. It's like, oh, now you're a Jew? Yeah, that's a problem. Oh, you're Muslim? That's oh, you're Hindu? Yeah, no, we can't deal with that either.
That's crazy.
Anything that questions my beliefs.
Yeah, in Jesus Christ.
And that's one of the reasons why skin color can be an issue, is because if you spent your whole life around nothing but... It becomes, like, I can't imagine... Like, if you're an Indian person, and you spent your whole life around Indian people, and then you just get dropped in fucking, I don't know, Idaho... You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a real culture shock. You know? Like...
That's how it was when I moved to Nebraska. I didn't have any place to stay. I had to stay at a hotel, you know, in a town called Beatrice, Nebraska. Okay, so I'm there, you know, and after 3 or 4 days, I don't see any other black people. Just me. You know, and so I didn't realize... that there were places in the United States where there were no black people. Mm-hmm. Until I start traveling, and I go into a certain town. And,
mm-hmm. Well, yeah, growing up in Detroit, it's mm-hmm. pretty... Mm-hmm. It's... Because I was... see, the biggest thing that me and Justin were really... Like, he thinks black people, like, in his mind, they just don't... It's self-hating. We don't have any community. We don't fucking... We don't come back. And... Truthfully, no one does.
Well,
I don't give a fuck what color you are. If you're a poor person and you get the fuck out of a poor area, you most likely aren't coming back unless you can exploit, unless you're someone who likes to exploit.
But see, black people are into family.
That's so, what he say. He was saying friends. The opposite.
No, black people are into family and friends. Whenever I leave, Detroit, after about 2 or 3 weeks, I start getting a little homesick. I want to see Detroit. I want to see what my friends are doing.
No, but what he's saying is, okay, that's why no black people own anything. It's because we don't get together and we don't just, you don't get together and buy. You don't, like, okay, a guy gets out of Detroit or whatever fucking town it is, Podunk Ghetto, he gets out of, say Rose, gets out of Southside Chicago. Instead of actually investing in buying area, like investing his money in there, he just stays the fuck away.
Yeah.
Is what this... But that's everyone. If you're a guy from Holly and you get rich, you're not coming back. Why would you? There's nothing there to invest in.
Oh, you'd go back.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would.
Me? Personally? No, I
have
no
If you no got ties. Real rich tomorrow...
No, I have no ties left with Ohio. The only
With
if
Holly.
So
there's no family there, nothing like that.
Friends.
Oh, okay.
More family. But no legit... My sister is on the outskirts.
I see what you're saying.
There's people in the area, but not really.
Yeah, no.
But it's not even about that. It's more about, like, small towns and small places. You can't... For one, go try to buy those places. They don't want to sell them. They enjoy the fucking government money. You can't go buy these houses in fucking... And he says Mexican town. He acts like the Mexicans own the fucking houses in Mexican town. Like, they don't own that shit. A bunch of white people own all that land still, and they rent it out to a bunch of Mexicans. And they only go there because they don't fucking ask for fucking IDs. That's why they conjugated together. It had nothing to do with the fact that they're more family-oriented than black people, in my mind. It's the fact that it's an easy spot where they know they have people in the area where there's landlords who have, for 50 years...
Rented to them. And sometimes sold a house to it every now and then.
No, they don't sell the... Cause why would you sell a fucking house that rents to 3 different families?
No, I mean, there's people down to their own property.
Yeah, Mexicans, I'm sure there is.
You know, but most of them are probably renting, just like you said.
Because if the houses all those houses are split into three. There's no fucking... Half those houses down there and in that area...
What do you mean split into three?
They're big-ass houses. Mexican town has...
Oh, like flats. Houses.
Yes,
yeah. Okay, I got you.
You know what I'm saying? They're actual rentals now. They're not fucking houses. Like, right. You wouldn't go... Why would I buy it? Unless I wanted to rent it. And then it goes back to the point, if you're Mexican, you can't. You can't own shit if you're not legal.
Right, if you're not legal, you can't own damn thing.
No, so you gotta rent. Yeah. And, it's, you know... So it's one of those things where... Okay, I try to say, well, I hear stuff saying that it's systemic. That's one of the reasons why, like, for example, Detroit. Detroit had its own black-owned area. They came in, said, government said, nope, we're taking it all. And then they said, you can't buy anything. We're going to give you what we're going to give you, and then we're not going to let you buy anything else. So they left.
Right.
Probably went to Atlanta or some shit.
Wherever they could buy some.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, Detroit is... A very Michigan, lower Michigan, is up there on the list of racism.
Yeah, when it comes to letting people buy stuff.
Oh, yeah. Redlining.
Yeah, all that shit.
Insurance companies redlining, gerrymandering, all that kind of crap.
So if you're in a neighborhood where this is happening and you leave, you can't come back. Like, there's no... The amount of money you would need to have that kind of influence... You're not going to get most people...
What's going on in Detroit right now?
What?
The areas that are closest to downtown have been bought up by rich.
Yeah, and they're all getting fixed up.
And all getting fixed up.
And they're forcing everyone that bought it on the spokes to fix it.
And the people that live in that area, or maybe even rent in that area, can't afford to live in that area anymore. anymore. Because right. Rental went up to...
Gentrification. Yeah, yes. The city's coming back, which is going to happen.
Yeah, well, the only way the city's going to really come back is white people have to move back into Detroit. No, ain't no
Yes and no.
No, it's no no. It's all yes.
Atlanta does fine. You don't hear about any corruption out of Atlanta.
Listen.
Atlanta... I guess because we're not there.
Well, Atlanta's different. Atlanta has, I think, the busiest airport in the United States, or the second busiest.
It's probably second busiest.
In the United States.
I think New York.
Well, it's a hub. No, it's a hub.
I know. Well, it's Detroit.
I think Atlanta has more headquarters of Fortune 500 companies than any other city in the United States.
Because it
and they had the Olympics there, which started the comeback for that city. But there's just as much crazy ass. Oh, there's some crazy motherfuckers in Atlanta.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
I went to a party in Atlanta. In this area, I can't remember the name of the area now, but I went to a party. Now, we're in America, right?
Yes.
I go to the party, and it was all people from Atlanta area. What, no Detroiters there, or Ohioans, or nothing like that. And I started talking with people, smoking weed and drinking and talking, music playing loud, and I could hardly understand what they were talking to you. They have such broken
English.
Oh, Southern drawl, English. Yeah. I had to ask them a couple of times, what'd you say? Seriously. And I ran into a white guy like that, too, at a service station.
I believe it.
And he talks so Southern, and he stretched words out or shortened words. I had to ask him two or three times, what the fuck were you saying? What did you say? He asked. He even said to me, is you hard to hear it? Uh-huh. That's what he said to me.
Probably. Yeah, I believe it. Yeah, I mean, he's like, no, you don't know, and it's like, you're right, I don't live in the community, I'm not a black person, obviously.
Well,
I can't speak experience.
I was in Mississippi.
Well, it's not even Mississippi, he's just talking in general.
But I was in Mississippi. God bless Mississippi, but oh my God, I would never want to go back there again. Unless it's some radical shit.
No, I'm good on Mississippi. I went to Alabama one time.
Oh, that's on the same level.
It was. It was fucking like the guy we went pick, because I went to pick up this girl up. She needed a ride. Because she went down with her sister and she was hanging out at her dad's, who lived in this small town. And she called us. She wanted to come home. So this one dude I knew was like, fuck it. I got a truck. We'll drive down. We drove overnight, picked her ass up, drove back. You know? But as we're driving around the little town, they're like, yeah, they hung a guy there on a cross. Yeah. They burned a cross there. They did this there. And he had some shit, like, somewhere around. Like, it was all around. Like, he had this band on his wrist, like tattoo right here.
Yeah.
And when you saw it, you're like, that looks fucking weird. Like, that's kind of, and then he kind of covered it up.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of felt like a...
maybe something...
Yeah, like, and then she
Nazi
did say that...
Nazi or something?
Not Nazi, it's just white supremacists.
Okay.
Because white supremacists and Nazis are similar, but they're different in a mindset. White supremacists are Southern idiots, where Nazis believe that there's a superior, like, they're
superior
fucking
race.
Moronic.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
They're beyond fucking dumb.
Yeah,
one is uneducated, and the other one is dumb educated.
Just, yeah.
You know what
educated
I'm
idiot.
Yeah. They think there's some, like, higher calling to them. But that's a lot to do with the ego. It's a lot to do with, like, how...
And who raised you.
Well, I mean...
Because most...
Everything has to do with how you're raised.
I find that most of the time... when someone's young and like that, they were influenced to be that way, more so than their experience of life.
There's not many people that are not going to be influenced by the people. Like, your first 5 to 10 years will control who the fuck you are. If you don't...
Five to ten?
Yes.
Okay, I'll give
first
you that.
First 5 to 10 years control who you are as a person.
I'll give you that.
You know what I'm saying? More than anything else. Because...
yeah, I'll give you that.
You can change. People can change.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying they can't change.
Without a doubt.
But that first of 5-10 years puts a, you know, and it's how long does it take you to realize?
See, that's why.
And in 10 to 10, 20 years can affect you too. Every fucking decade can affect you.
Everyone does.
You know what I'm saying? Every decade. You can be happy as fuck in your 20s and 30s, hit 45, have some crazy shit happen to you, and you're a depressed old man for the rest of your fucking life.
Man, let me tell you something.
Hit your head wrong.
Let me tell you something. I was sitting the other night thinking about Trump was on there after he had killed that dude. After he had killed that dude.
I didn't want to go into it.
And I was like thinking to myself, this is a simulation.
I know.
This shit can't be. It just can't be real. There's no damn way.
No, it's so crazy that it has to be real. There's no way. Why in the fuck would a simulator think, well, this is smart. They're not going to figure this out.
They're like a producer or a writer.
That's
of
my
novel.
Point. And if you're writing a fucking story, you're going to keep the story on an even keel. If you want, if you're trying to use, say, Matrix style, because that's the only thing, like, that's the easiest way to understand.
Kind of identify what you're saying. Yeah.
Someone's taking us and using us as batteries, and to keep our body from basically rejecting the battery notion, you have to keep the mind stimulated. Well, then that's, the mind is then put into a simulation and lives its life as if it was living outside, just in a different time period than, you know.
You see, I'm not saying that we are somewhere. There's a bike somewhere like Rudy, and they got tubes and shit running.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that.
No, I know.
It's all a metaphysical, dimensionalized type thing going on.
Where maybe we all just jumped into the simulation. That was our.
We did jump into it.
No, I mean at some point in the past.
Oh, I see what
you're saying. Like we are now, where the Earth is getting violent. We were like, well, we either have a choice. We can put ourselves in this box, which will run for 1,000 years.
Or we can go over here.
Or we can die.
Yeah.
Jump into the box and you're simulating. Because you may still die. It just may be, an after image of you.
Yeah, that's the thing. When I have the out-of-body experience.
Dude, don't remind me to tell you about this fucking show that she was watching on Prime. Creepy as fuck. Go ahead.
That's when I realized. Well, I realized. I don't know what I realized. To be honest with you, because it's unexplainable. I should say, but there are other things happening. There are other frequencies or stuff. Because when I left my body, you know, I still had a consciousness, but I didn't have no body.
Right.
So I'm thinking to myself, how really is, maybe the whole thing is, you spend some time in the spirit world, and then you start longing for potato chips and coffee and late night movies and the feeling of this and the feeling of that. So you find you something, a vehicle to go into, which would be a body.
Yeah.
When it's time to leave, you leave it. Maybe you go back to that and wait for another body. But I wonder how long you're in the other place before you come back here.
That's a Buddhist and a Hindu thought. Is you're working through your lives to get to that place for good.
Right, the other place.
Yeah, to learn what you need to learn so you can live in that place without, you know, in peace. I guess. And then what is that? Death?
But maybe you can only stay there so long.
Maybe.
And you got to come back. Unless you've figured it out. I think the whole thing is figuring it out, right?
Maybe.
I mean, that's the bottom line.
Well, that's what we think about.
So maybe once you figure it out.
Always figuring it out.
Maybe once you figure it out, then you don't have to go into a body anymore.
If you figure it out, it's a simulation. Can you start playing it like it's a video game?
I would believe, yeah. Once you, yeah. Well, that's a good question.
Because if you know...
Well, maybe you're doing it now. You're just not conscious of it.
If you know that there's another...
But you have choice, right? Well, choice is like playing the game.
You have a choice to be here. You always have a choice.
And you have a choice to go make a left turn or a right turn. Or eat eggs or eat bacon.
We think we have a choice to be here.
So maybe that's us controlling it.
Maybe.
These cats are having a great time, aren't they?
Sometimes.
They're in, no, ain't no so. Every time I come over, they just have a great time.
Wow. That's kind of, they're kitties, I forget. Like in the mornings, I get up at like I usually get up around 6. And it's really hard at this time of year for me to actually get up, because I need the sun. Like, I wake up with the sun. Mm-hmm. Like, whenever the sun's coming up, I'm like,
you want to get up. You're ready to get up.
So there's no sun for, like, 2 hours.
Right.
So it's like, I don't want to. And on top of that, I usually eat, like, 2 cookies or 3, and I'm feeling it in the morning, you know what I'm saying, like, groggy. But they want to play, like, he's up.
Yeah.
And he's ready to play, like. And I'm just not ready. I'm thinking
you're not ready for play. You're right.
He wants to fucking play. And they
be fucking
fucking
with you.
Well, he's into this thing where he's burying himself under blankets and trying to get under it and get through it and find pathways.
Yeah.
And then when he's in that blanket, it's cool. You know, he'll be like, say I got a blanket on, he'll be under me and hanging out for a second.
Right.
And then she'll go, oh, there's something moving. Whop up! And just full jump him. So, you know, that becomes, like, a constant thing. So you got to watch out for your feet because they're not paying attention to you. So if your foot's anywhere near it and that ball hits, it's going to hurt. And, yeah. And I'm, like, getting, like, why is they acting like that? Am I going to... Like, no, they're fucking kiddies. Forget, they're kids.
Yeah.
Like, if I had a child, it would be way worse.
Yeah, you're right.
It'd be, like, I wouldn't be able to just ignore it. I'd actually have to pay.
You have to address it.
So it's, like, shit, I should probably address it. And, like, it was something I was thinking about in the mornings. I need to set up a play time and give them at least 15 minutes of, you know, a little feather time. Well, I got the nighttime done.
Mine wakes me up in the morning.
Dude, MJ, if...
He will come and put his face right up to my face in the morning. And I'll open my eyes and he'll be looking at me just like this. Like, in other words, get up.
Nope.
And that'd be about 6:30 in the morning.
MJ is definitely not that type of dog. She, if I get up and just leave, like, and she doesn't get up and, she's there... She sleeps the whole time. Oh, man. MJ won't move. She will lay in bed the whole night or whole morning until I get back.
Yes.
She's like the laziest dog in the morning. She does not wake up or do shit until I get back from work.
She'd be chilling.
She's on that schedule.
Yeah.
What was that show called, babe?
A Haunting?
A Haunting?
Yeah. That's the name of it. It was like all these different places in Saginaw.
Man, I know it's just a TV show, and it's like one of those things where you're like, I gotta see this shit on video. If you want to prove it, I need to see it. And then shit's happening.
Saginaw's a very haunted city.
The fucking doors were shutting on video and shit.
I'm telling
you. Like, dude, the door opened on this fucking, like, it's just a video, and there's not supposed to be anybody in the house.
It's just like a surveillance camera.
Yeah, they've got night vision cameras, and they've got sound and all that stuff going on there. These guys are, you know, as... best as you can be for someone who's looking for spirits, because it's not really a science. But they show, like, they're like, here's some evidence, and the door in the basement opens up and then it slams shut, and then the door next to it opens up and it stays open.
Wow.
This bitch opens and then slams shut, and the TV's turned on twice. And they got old-ass TVs, too. They got one of those fucking, like, they got a tube TV still.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know they're from Saginaw if they got tube TVs. They ain't got flat TVs up there yet. I don't know how old the show is, so it could have been, like, 5 years old. But you're hearing voices and shit. Like, you're hearing, like, they got, you know, super these.
Mics. Yeah, picking up sound.
Picking up sound.
Ambient sound.
Yeah, and you're hearing these ambient sounds, and, like, they're putting sketch, but when you're like, oh wow, it does sound like that, you know, and they've got pictures of shadows, and dude, it's like, I didn't know there was actually this much evidence, and I need to find out if the show's real or not.
It's real.
I mean, it's
crazy. I mean, maybe it's not, but it's built on fact.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
I grew up in a house that was built in the 1850s. 1852. And I never saw nothing. Now, my stepmom has said that, like, the gas was on. Like, came into the kitchen and the gas was just on. You know? But there's kids in the house.
So it could have accidentally been...
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many different things that could explain things that happen. But you're watching this and you're like, okay, either they're making this shit up.
Right.
Or this is insane.
I'm telling you, I told you about that ghost box. I'm telling you.
They fucking, the fish. It's got video of, like, you just see this, you just see the curtain, and you're like, okay, yeah, wind. And you're like, but look at the fish and the turtles. All the fish and turtles come to the corner.
Oh.
And they're freaking, like, the fish start freaking out over here, and the turtles are over here in the corner, like, looking at the, whatever.
Look at whatever it was.
Because it wasn't a good entity. Did they get rid of it? Babe? Did they get rid of that entity? Yeah, I don't think they. I don't. How do you get rid of an entity?
It depends on what kind of entity it is.
Supposedly they brought it. They found some these old, like, rusted up scissors, like hedge trimmers. You know what I'm saying? They look old as shit, and they were in the yard, and they found them in the yard. You know, digging and doing whatever they're doing, and they brought him in, and that's when the shit started.
Starting to happen.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's just sometimes. So that might have been a poltergeist.
Yeah. That like might, someone who's but, a bad one.
But I'm telling you, there's scientific evidence behind poltergeist.
It's just, it's so hard to believe.
It's like I said,
so hard to believe.
Again, it's like, it could be bleed over from another dimension.
It could be.
Yes, it could just very be well
a,
be.
It could be. It could be a dimension that is able to fuck with other dimensions.
Just like I said, some places there are portals, or a portal can open. I'm going to tell you something I saw one time, and I've only told two people this.
Well, now you're about to tell 20-something people.
And this is the God's awful truth. I'm driving down the street. It was like 9:30 in the morning. Broad daylight. And I'm coming down the street like this. I'm coming down the street. And there are side streets, right? So about two side streets away, I'm looking. I see a ball of, I don't know what it was, energy, bouncing. Every time it hit the concrete, sparks would come up. This thing bounced and went right.
Were you on acid?
No. Let me tell you, it went right by. So I sped up to look down that street. When I looked down there, I didn't see nothing. It was gone.
All right.
And I'm like, and I've heard of people talk about something called ball lightning. You ever heard of something called ball lightning?
Nope.
Well, somebody told me that's what I saw. And it's real rare. And it was no, and you know, I looked around to see if there's other people around. You know, I'm looking around.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, hopefully somebody else saw it.
So, was it stormy?
No.
It was sunny.
It was just like this. No, it was gray like this.
Okay. So there's no way, like, there's not lightning happening.
No, it was no storm.
Well, maybe you're right. Maybe it came from a different
dimension. And every time it hit the concrete, sparks, different color sparks would fly up from it. It was weird, and it was moving. It was going fast too. Woo, woo. And I'm looking around like. First thing I said to myself is, "Did I just see that?"
Well, I hope so.
I was like, "Wait a minute, what did I just see?" It was weird, man. It was weird. It was so weird.
It sounds like it. I would be very concerned if that was the case.
Yeah, I wonder if it was something that was alive or was just some kind of weather phenomenon. I'll never know.
No, unless you see it again.
That tastes really good.
Or if it gets.
Is that the stuff from today?
Yeah.
Why, it tastes really good. It's not even cured.
Damn, that's crazy. I don't know.
There's stuff out here. You know, there's things in between you and I right now.
Yeah.
There's, well, I mean, who knows what it is.
Yeah.
It could be three dimensions between me and you right now.
True. Who knows what they could, yeah. Who knows?
It's all kind of energy, animals that we can't see floating through the air. All kinds of atoms, neutrons, protons. It's all kind of shit.
It is quarks. Kind of mind-blowing that this table is moving. You know what I'm saying? Just so slow that it, and you never touch the table.
But what's really mind-blowing to
that,
me,
you know that? You never really touch the table.
You don't.
No. There's the reaction between the neutrons, never let them touch.
I see what you're saying.
Actually touch.
So right. They repel each other.
Yeah.
They repel each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting, isn't it? There's a whole other universe going on with that stuff. Oh. Subatomic. It's infinite, man.
Yeah, who knows where the hell? Who knows what the aliens could be? Aliens could be, subatomic species.
They could be. They could be anything.
Maybe that's what we are.
Time travelers. They could be anything.
Maybe we're just parasites that hitched into these monkeys.
Because if you think about it, if another civilization was even just 5,000 years more advanced than us, we couldn't even imagine what it would be like.
100 years. You can't imagine 100 years from now.
So if they're like a million years more advanced
than us. You think
in
1920, when they're fighting World War II, they thought that anything we have now would be reality? No.
No.
You're out your mind.
No.
Look at the stories. Look at the future stories from back then. They don't have any of this shit. They didn't know the world was going to turn into a capitalist shithole. They didn't, because if you look at the stories, it's all like, no, this guy, that came out perfectly the other day.
What's he doing?
Bruce's buddy. Sean. He made a great point where he's like, we have two choices. It's going to go one way or the other. We're either going to be Mad Max or we're going to be Star Trek. That's our future. So
that's
one of the two.
It's one of the two, huh?
Mad Max
or Star Trek.
Waste everything and there's very few people left fighting for
the resources. Everybody's scratching and clawing.
Yeah, or it's Star Trek where there's an abundance and everyone is being taught how to be,
perfect. Beam me up, Scotty.
Perfect humans, but...
Yeah, but beam me up, Scotty, and all that good stuff.
Well, just working together and understanding that there's, like the guy that cleans your toilet deserves just as much as the CEO. Because if the toilets aren't clean, your customers aren't coming back.
Well, see, AI is going to take care of all of that.
Yeah, because there's going to be toilets that are just self-clean.
Everything's
always, I get that.
Yeah, AI is going
to
take care
of it. But what's going to happen to the people who can't fuck with AI? Because there's going to be people who aren't going to be able to figure that out.
What are you talking about? It's not going to be a point of figuring nothing out. It's just going to be natural. No. Be natural to them. Just like when I came up. The kids are coming up now. This is natural.
No, computers, I get that. And all that. What about the people like you who it isn't natural and are going to lose their job and have nothing to do
Anybody's
going to
lose their job.
Toilet cleaner's going to lose his job if it's a self-cleaning toilet.
No, he's not.
It's going to be a maintenance guy that cleans or fixes it.
No, I'm telling you. They got it already figured out, dude. It's going to be like, no,
government?
Listen to me. It's going to be like you have a personal robot that works for you. You don't have to leave the house.
Oh, you mean like iRobot?
Whatever that is.
You never saw iRobot with Will Smith?
Yeah, I think I did see
where
that.
The robot, one of the programs is...
I think I did see that. Everybody had a robot, right?
Yeah.
Or if you could afford it, you had one.
Yeah.
Right.
Everyone, except for a few people who were like Will Smith. Who
didn't want one.
But it's...
But he had a bionic arm. He was part robot.
Because and it wasn't that he disliked or distrust robots. He just didn't like...
It was something. I can't remember.
The probability.
Okay.
The robots that... They don't hurt anybody, and they're not made to do that. But it was more about the probability of life. So when he's being rescued by the robot, he has a 25% chance of survival. She had a 5% chance. So the robot went for him instead of her, which in his mind, because he's a cop and he's a good person, he would have just gone for the fuck and sacrificed himself.
Right, right.
And said, fuck it, go for the kid, even if it's 5%.
That's right, it was something about drowning or something.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, right.
It was a car accident.
That's right, yeah, I remember that part now. I forgot all about that part.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's at the end you find out. It's like the whole, he's always like, why does he hate robots? And he hates them because they're not human and they wouldn't choose the human route, even though... neither of you really, it wasn't a high chance of him surviving in the first place.
Well, that's where we're headed, though. We're headed to that.
Yeah, but are
we... With this CRISPR and with the...
Oh, CRISPR's definitely...
With the 3D printer and who knows what else is going to come online in the next 5 years. It's going to be amazing the things they'll be able to do.
Once they figure out how to turn your cell, reverse your cells with the CRISPR. Oh man!
It's like what
that's
they're doing.
Pill.
It's like what they're doing with the meat, making meatless meat.
Yeah, but...
They're taking cells from the cow.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not. I've listened to what they're making. They're taking the same... Yes, it's the same...
They're taking structure. DNA...
No, they're taking the structure...
Of DNA from a cow.
No. The way it works is... So the Impossible Burger, I know for sure, because I've listened to the guy tell the story, is they take soybeans, and they found a very specific soybean strand of... Because soybeans are like every other plant. There's variations. And every time you grow it, you can get different variations. Well, this one specific strain of soybean has a specific gene in it that produces a protein that only meat has, and they've learned how to get that protein from the soy and put it into these burgers, which then gives...
Oh no, we're talking two different things.
Well, that's what Impossible Burger is.
No. This isn't on the market yet. They're still experimenting with this right here.
Because that's what they did. Because they figured out what gives meat the bite, that
right.
crunch, that collagen.
Right.
And they found it in soy.
Right. But
and
see,
now
this,
they pull it out of soy.
This is meat. But they don't have to kill a cow.
Right. They're growing it. Chicken. I've seen it. It's like $12,000 piece of chicken.
It's
$12,000 chicken nugget.
They take the protein.
Yes.
Of the cell.
And they turn it on.
And it turns into meat.
And it grows into whatever...
Meat. Whatever meat it is.
They've done that with lungs.
Oh, yeah.
They've grown rat lungs and taken rat lungs and transplanted into a rat. And soon you're going to be able to get body parts of your own cell.
Well, they make you an ear from a rat.
Or they're going to be able... CRISPR's going to be able to trigger the fucking...
Oh, yeah, that's...
So you can actually grow it.
Who knows what they've already done with that?
You know what I'm saying? Like a
I don't think they've told us everything they've done with that yet.
I think it depends. No, because CERN is working with it, and I think China's been working with it, and they have their own things. Because you know they've got to be thinking about the food problem.
Well, because you know,
how do you produce enough food for the people that are on
this
planet?
Well, look at what Google just did.
What?
Google's got a quantum computer.
That hasn't happened yet?
They got it now.
What's that mean? I don't know what that means. I'm too stupid to understand that.
A quantum computer is AI.
It's not an actual official AI yet, but it's a computer that could produce it. Got it.
It can...
It has the power, the ability to do it, is what they think.
It can do a million... No, it can do a trillion things in 1 second. It can do a trillion things in 1 second.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So if you put a theory in, it's going to do exhaust all the possibilities of that theory. And
like Dr.
no
Strange.
Time. In no time. Yeah. You have an answer in no time.
Well, yeah, that's true.
That's that 5G shit we're talking about, too. It's all interplayed together, man.
I know.
That's why I'm telling you. 10 years on the outside, and everybody's gonna have a chip in their ass.
It really depends on what happens with this election. I think. I think a lot. Like, I don't think it's gonna stop anything.
But it can slow it down.
But it not even slow it down. It could prevent a lot of it from happening here. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's the part of this. If you come up with a power source right now. That could run a car without anything, you know what I'm saying, without any, I know, fantasy shit.
The zero power.
Yeah, zero emission.
Zero energy.
Zero energy, just pull it out of the air like Tesla.
Yeah.
There's
no waste or side effect.
Yeah,
it's just
there's
pure.
No fucking way you're getting that on the market. There's no way you live.
Eventually, it'll get on the market. But not,
if you're able to get
not it, in today's world, because
no, my point is, as soon as they get wind of it, you're dead.
Oh, I see what you're saying. They're gonna get rid of your ass.
Yeah, they're not because they can't just like. It's not about getting rid of the program. They got to get rid of you because you developed it.
They'll first try to buy you out. If you don't fall for it,
and
then you'll.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Fall out of the 15-story window.
Yeah, and I'm sure most of them get bought out because
they got
a choice.
They say they got a gun called a heart attack gun. You hear about this?
No.
A guy can sit down the street from you with this heart attack gun, and you call out your house, they could point it at you and give you a heart attack.
Shut the fuck up.
They call it the heart attack gun. Now, I mean, this might just be
fantasy, but
it might be conspiracy theory, but they claim they got a gun that can induce a heart attack. And a lot of times when you want to get rid of somebody, they use that gun on them. They just have a heart attack. And it's just natural. They give them an autopsy. Oh, he had a heart attack. Boom. Nobody asks any questions after that.
Well, we forget that we live in that kind of country, and then we gave the power to a moron.
This guy is such a moron, too. I mean, you know, I give him credit for a couple of things.
He's just a baldy.
Yeah, he is. I give him credit for a couple of things. I'm not going to say he didn't do some things.
But yeah, sure.
Overall,
what?
He's a hot mess.
He didn't do one thing that didn't involve his family.
Hey, overall, he's a hot mess. Yeah. He really is.
Everything he's done has involved his family making money. Why do you think we attacked Iran?
And why is he so... No, the number one question to me is why is he so fucking ass-kissing, trying to demonize Obama's... What's is with him and Obama?
It's because Obama made fun of him.
He just blamed his last thing, the killing of that dude, I don't know.
Because he knows the people that he's trying to rile still talk about Obama.
Well, they hate it.
They will talk about Obama for 20 years.
Because they never wanted to be they never wanted it to be a black president.
No, yeah, I know. That's it's a white country.
Is.
I know.
That's what it is. Now when they look up on that wall of all the presidents, a black one up there, they don't like that.
Pisses them right off.
They don't like that shit.
Yeah, but look how they brought in Donald Trump so they didn't get a woman.
Yeah.
Because they gave him the nomination knowing that he could win. That was the only, and that he would do whatever they wanted.
Well, they had already set it up with the Russians and all that shit, too. That's just the way it is. They had some dirty tricks and they won.
Yeah.
With some dirty tricks.
They were, yep. All right, that's good enough.